Norford was only a few hours' ride north of London. However, Lily was determined to give Rebecca some time to get settled in and used to her position before she visited. She didn't want to appear to be an overprotective mother, even if she was. Actually, this appointment to the Queen's Court would be the second golden opportunity for Rebecca that mother and daughter had extensively discussed. The first had arisen 5 years ago, when they were in complete agreement on their first choice for Rebecca's future husband. No need for a seasonal launch if she could catch his eye, and was a neighbour too, Raphael Locke, the Duke of Norford's heir. So convenient. But the esteemed fellow had up and married someone else before Rebecca was old enough to put herself forward, and that had ended that. Such a shame. She had been looking forward to being a part of that interesting family. Preston Locke, the Duke, had 5 sisters, all married and living elsewhere now, but they often returned to Norford for visits. Lily had told stories about the days when most of those ladies had still lived at home, and how the Lockes had quite dominated the local society, and in fact some of the grander parties Rebecca had attended had been at Norford Hall when she was a child. She had almost got closer to that family when she became friends with the youngest daughter of the house, Amanda Locke. It was too bad they had lost